right now. Nowhere to Run To by Martha and the Vandellas. Yes! Hey, you know what I mean.
Too much?
Voices Carry Live. My name is Randy Scott. This is our studio. This is a podcast that is designed for you and to bring you information about the Village of Cary. If you're joining us, we broadcast live on X Rumble, YouTube, Facebook, all the usual suspects, and we hit more people than just in Cary. So if you're viewing us and you're not in Cary, you're more than welcome to stay along and take a look at our local happenings. But this is a show built to bridge the gap between social media and talking with your neighbor. I think that's something that we can all sign our name to, and that's something that we need more of in this town with technology on the rise and our kids with their faces in their phones and tablets more now than ever. We need to take a look inward and see how we can grow as a community and what it means to be a village, like taking the word village back a ways back and bringing some of those foundational roots and values back into the community. Like, what do you allow to happen in your community? What do you allow to come in and let the children or even adults, let's be a strong unit. And that's what I'm here to do. It's an independent venture, and I love every minute of it, and putting a show together. I did have somebody say to me earlier, I don't have my flannel on today. I'm missing my flannel. I feel like thrown off. It's kind of like a trademark thing I wear, but that's okay. I had somebody tell me today that it's like, Randy, I can't listen to 3-hour podcasts. I'm like, we're not a 3-hour podcast. We're usually like a half hour, 45 minutes. When we do our watch parties, we do a live village board meeting watch party because we appreciate our village officials. Sometimes we disagree, but that's good. But we, even if we disagree, we appreciate the job that they're doing and the fact that they threw their hat in the ring. And we have to, even if you don't agree with policy, you still have to blow wind in their sails, because we want everybody to do good, be welcomed, and see Kerry do great. One thing I keep a close eye on is the Maplewood property. That's kind of you can see the old scoreboard from the Maplewood baseball fields. I grew up playing baseball there. It was one of my first jobs umpiring for Kerry Youth Baseball. It was a donation to be able to get that board, and it was worth every penny. That was a board actually where I hit my first home run with coach pitch with my dad. And I can take you to the exact spot. I was just there a few days ago to where that ball landed. And I think I'm not alone with those memories. I think there's a lot of generational memories. Those baseball fields have been there for 80 years. And there's a lot of folks that have moved into the community under the pretense of baseball fields in my backyard. And much like property ownership, like if you cut down a tree, I mean, some places say, like, if you cut down a tree, you have to plant two more. I don't think it'd be a bad thing to have something on the books to where, say, like, if you have a baseball field, no matter if it's just a path worn in by kids in the grass, or a established one like this, anything over, if it's been there for 30, 40 years, proven over by satellite imagery, if you are a municipality and you come in, you tinker with it, you're going to have to replace it or do everything to, you know, that might deter, or it might, you know, be like, hey, we invest in our children, and we want to play nice with school districts and make sure our children are supported. So it's no mystery that I pay attention to Maplewood, the New Haven, throughout 31 apartments. It's not that I'm afraid of growth. I just don't want to. I think Kerry can do better. You see these high rises go up everywhere, and I did a deep dive into maybe the why behind high rises. There's some incentives from a state level. If your community is under a certain percentage of rental housing. They changed the term to rental housing, which is a marketing tactic. It's apartments. And it's not really because I don't enjoy I've lived in apartments. I lived in Algonquin at the, they call it the Tyvek Tower, because it took so long to build. And that building was built really well. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to live like Hey Arnold in the city. There's going to be cars all hours of the night driving by. It's going to be great. And I wasn't bothered by the cars at all. That was, you know, what I signed on to. And, you know, that actually helps me sleep. But the resort style, hotel style living that I thought was going to be amazing was very fatiguing. And it the love affair with that dropped off very, very shortly after. And I don't want to see that happen to young families that are kind of railroaded, and even specifically young families that are, you know, it's our dollar has taken a roller coaster ride, and this is what we're giving them. That's what it boils down to. The adults have brought in new life. And then this is what we are turning over to them. That's what it boils down to. And it breaks my heart that we're kind of, I mean, I pulled articles saying, this one's a building permit one, but like this one from 24. New Illinois legislation to ban single-family zoning in certain areas. That is for over 100,000 population. But I did find stuff on the books for under $10,000 for incentives, and just because they're looking at 100,000 right now, populations of 100,000 and more, they're looking at maybe cutting down zoning for single family houses, and now we're kind of just railroading our people that are starting to try to start families into. Here's a 10 by 10 box that'll be $3,500 a month. You'll get pickleball and free coffee in the atrium. I just think we can do better. I'm not saying have none on the books, because some people want to downsize, and that's a great resource for them. But it is not Carrie's responsibility to cater. It's not on Carrie's shoulders to have to cater to a housing. They use the term housing crisis, and that's not, you see Crystal Lake with a whole bunch of inventory going in, and Carrie's kind of a unique dynamic. It's a very the tracks kind of separate industrial versus residential. You see it being just very fragile into where how you can lose that mentality. And I see a great branding opportunity to where we all know the economy is going to do better. That's a given, because it has to. I refuse to believe that it's going to just be a perpetual, horrible situation with inflation. It's not like it. There's steps being taken to get back to a good point, and for young families and old families to see that American dream. So we are at a fork in the road to where we can have a branding opportunity to where I can already hear the conversation in Crystal Lake. Of a family in Crystal Lake with a kid on the way. It's like, yeah, I live in Crystal Lake, and I'm not bashing Crystal Lake, but they have all the apartments. You can put this anywhere. Just insert town here. I live in an apartment complex near Cary, but maybe one day I'll get to move to Cary and move my family to Cary, get some equity, and have that white picket fence with trees. And that's what I'm here to do. Is to fight for my family and yours, and just stay true and stay on path to where just for some incentives and some nudging from people with clipboards higher up, being like, yeah, you got to have this, you got to have transit oriented housing, you got to have your percentage is too low. It's not Carrie's responsibility to put that burden onto its current residents that have signed on to something completely different. What made me kind of tee off about this today was because I monitor the land plots, and this is the Maplewood School. And you can see here that this is where Maplewood is, the ball field's here. And the owner, as of a few weeks ago when I checked it said District 26. It now says Village of Cary. So the wheels are turning. And then the spot over by Aldi, this is Aldi. This now says Department of Education, Cary Consolidated School District 26. And then this is also 26. This is the water tower. So you're gonna have train tracks, buses trying to get to that end of town. They might not necessarily have to go. The whole point of routing for buses is to avoid railroad tracks at all costs. And I've looked at this a little bit, and I was like, does this make sense here? And I've looked at the prior ownership, and we're gonna get, and I wanna find out how much this was, just to you know, for information, just to see, kind of get the lay of the land of like what happened with the deal, because the preliminary numbers that I saw for the district was given $5.5 million. Aldi said, wait a minute, when we built, you said that there was gonna be customers next door to us, not parked buses. That'll be $50,000 to get out of that contract. So they split it, $25,000. They added $55,000 to the deal. And I thought they were gonna have some change left over. I thought the district was gonna have some change left over. I'm like, well, maybe this isn't such a bad idea. Because I'm like, if it puts some cash into the pocket of the district and they can play with it to where they can build another school and put it into some infrastructure, that's great. But it sounds like that $5.5 million with the land and the construction of the bus lot, which is very much needed, there's no reason why it couldn't be improved. I would have considered it improving existing on the other lot and not giving them the roller coaster ride that we put our district through. Or at least advocated for it. And I was like, well, maybe this isn't such a bad idea, because if you have this land, you put some cash in the district's pocket. Okay, I can see what they're doing there. But then I saw the numbers, and I was like, the property sale with the Maplewood, the property sale with the development of the bus lot, there, that takes up the how much money they got. So now they're left. Now my original suspicions are correct, is that they're left with a bus lot from TIF money, but now they don't have the land, baseball fields. They were going to build administration, a two-story school, and then have a bus lot right there. And I think they were going to keep like three ball fields, which was amazing. Plus, you have like all those folks that lined up in back of Maplewood here. This is where the road goes. All these folks here that signed on to something completely different still have a school, which is kind of like a different, it's not 400, 300, 400 apartments with noises and parking lot fights and whatever. I just, my heartstrings tug on the, like, for these people here. If it was up to me, the school was planned for right here on their District 26's plan, and I'm gonna try it one day, or I'm gonna hopefully be able to get the chance to try for these folks to be able to hear the tone of passing period and the tink of baseball bats one more time, because that's what they signed on to. So yeah, I monitor that, and that's what kind of led me down this. They say, I was gonna get into the last board meeting, they went over trees, and they said our property, we value the property rights and stuff of homeowners, which I'm completely for, and I think it needs to be shored up in our code. Our code's over 800 pages long, and there's something for everybody in there. And I was gonna go through some of the fun stuff that might contradict the property rights, you know, that might just infringe on that a little bit, to where I'd like to go through it. You know, I want to go through every single page of code and highlight stuff and be like, this is kind of invasive. And no pun intended, the invasive weeds was one of the things I found. There's a lot of restricted weeds, like growing weeds, like invasive species weeds that are actually maybe not invasive species, and they're actually good for bees and ecosystems and stuff. Like right now, as it stands, well, there's some fun stuff that I'll save that for tomorrow. But as far as the building, I found a few things online. Illinois, well, to ban single family homes, that has not passed for zoning. That hasn't passed yet. And that was for over 100,000 communities with over 100,000. But then there was, that led me down. I found something about under 10,000. And what they have it's something called HB 2621, introduced a statewide special assessment program under the property tax code to encourage the creation and preservation of affordable rental housing. One of its tiers specifically targets low affordability communities, defined as municipalities where 40%, I remember that number, or less of the total housing stock is affordable. This bill that is on the books provides incentives to the builder developer and community, or the village, or whichever municipality that it goes in. So 40%, and I was like, where's Cary at? So I looked at Affordable Housing Planning and Appeal Act, and it gives you a list of all, and I found beautiful Cary here. And if you're under 40, you get all the toys. You get all the fun stuff to play with, and we're at 35.6. So it looks like they're trying to push that above 40 because they can. And it's not that when I think about the situation, I never think like anything is just how it is. And I don't want my kids to ever think that's just how it is. And when I think about the situation that we've put our new families in and our current families in, it's kind of a situation to where it's like, well, you want to be sympathetic and build out a whole bunch of rental properties. But that's kind of skating to where the puck is and not where the puck is going to be. And I see really great things rapidly happening for families. Like, you see interest rates going down. I just saw something in Texas that builders are, you drive anywhere in Florida and you see construction of single family houses. And then in Texas, there was something about builders ramping up. And I'm optimistic for Illinois, because I don't think it's just going to be a state-by-state thing anymore. I think it's going to be a United States thing, to where we're going to see an influx of people wanting single-family homes and that white picket fence, and not living Hey Arnold style in a rooftop with 10 by 10 foot room. So it's not really a selfish thing. I don't want to make it to where it's like, well, I just want to keep small town Cary. You know, if the county needs all this housing, you know, it's not that I'm not sympathetic to that. It's actually the exact opposite. I'm thinking about the quality of life and the longevity of instead of having a new family or an existing family dump $3,500 to $4,000 a month into rental. And then that's just gone. And I think some of them are 2,000. Most of them are probably 1,500, 2,000. I say 3,500 because, like, if you want any sort of room or two rooms with the add-ons and the pet fee and the Wi-Fi fee, some of these new housings, these new housing places, I was in the Springs for 2 months. And we were expecting our first child, and we were, like, in transition of our home. And I go in, and I'm looking at the lease, and I always get a picture of us signing together. And right before, I was looking, and I'm, like, thinking about, like, oh, we got to get Comcast in here or some sort of Wi-Fi. And they're like, no, that's taken care of. It's all taken care of. You can't even have your own Wi-Fi. The Wi-Fis are already built in to the unit. So now you can't control your own data. It's a slippery slope to where if we normalize this sort of conditioning for our youth, they come into the world and they think that's just how it is. And I refuse to give them that. This one here, a new state law creates property tax incentive to create and preserve affordable rental homes. Illinois can boost housing affordability with statewide zoning reform. That's talking about reducing single-family home zoning. Like I mentioned, that's over the 100,000, but It kind of shows the mindset of where these folks are at that are creating this legislation. And then this is from February 11th on 2024. Developer says banning single family home zoning in Illinois would end American dream. So there's a lot of stuff to unpack, and it's really, when it comes down to, like, we have 1,000 apartments on the books for carry. So I was always one to be like, hey, why don't we do more referendums? For, like, even going back to the comprehensive plan. Like, you have this incredible tool, and there's other resources out there that I've researched into not having to wait every time for a referendum to come up. There's other ways to pull the audience as well in your community. If you have somebody in there that is interested in pulling the audience. Why don't we leverage referendums more? And I think it's safe to say you do have a referendum, and it's coming up April 1st. And I look forward to just preserving what you signed on for when you moved to the Village of Cary. And improving efficiency within the organization. We see how it works wonders to where, and when you say improving efficiency, some people are it's a buzzword for some reason. It's just going through line item and being like, is this redundant? Is this the best use of this hard-earned money that people are giving us? Granted, it's not voluntarily, but it still has to be seen as hard-earned money and respected as such. And I look forward to doing that. So next show, we're going to take a look at the Village Code and how your property rights within the home that you live in right now. And see, you know, maybe we'll go through and go through it together. Let me see if there's any comments. It is the phone is and text is on, so let me see if there's any voice up. I'm here. Text, call every day at 9. I've been doing it for a while now. I have no agenda. I take money from nobody. I answer to you. And I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. So thank you for joining me today on Voices Carry Live. Get your cell phones on and fire off a text next show, and it could be about anything. So I look forward to that, and we will see you tomorrow at Voices Carry Live. Thank you very much for joining.
You're confirmed at T-minus 10 seconds.
In counting, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Reach for the sky.
Huh?
This town ain't big enough for the two of us.
What?
Somebody's poisoned the water hole.
It's busted.
Who are you calling busted, Buster? That's right. I'm talking to you, Sid Phillips. We don't like being blown up, Sid. Or smashed, or ripped apart.
We?
That's right. Your toys.
Play nice.